Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. Today we're going to be discussing a sugya, which is another indication of the Shas Katan aspect of Masechtas Ksubis, because it is a Be'ikar a Mayid Shabbos sugya, but in the context of the various sugyas that Chazal inserted into the Masechtas Ksubis. It's here, and there are some important issues b'negeya to Hilchos Davar Shem Mischaven in general and Kalach Yad in particular. So the Achronim have a chakir on what the site of Kalach Yad is. Let's take a look at the Mar Mekoimus versus the Gemara. So the Gemara here is a small shtickle Gemara. Maria talks about the following. Goinach yoinik chalav b'Shabbos. Somebody is not well. Goinach. Look in the Rashi. Rashi defines. Went too far. Goinach. Hamel mikev liboy. Someone who has heart pains. I guess this would be modern day angina. I'm not exactly sure what the cardiological definition would be, but whatever it is, milk was required to alleviate the symptoms. So the Rashi says, "Yani chalav mishum refuah." Refuah say chalav ace. Only goat milk is refuah for this. So what's the problem for this? So the problem is that being yonik, milk and Shabbos. You are being over the possible iser of dush and its sub-application of mefarek. And the Gemara says, this is only mefarek kalach yad, ubemakoim tsara legazru rabbanon, says Rashi. You can make it a little bit bigger. Mefarek. Rashi defines, since Rashi knows we're in Ksubis now, it's been a while since we learned Shabbos, and they take davar mimakayim shagadalba. Someone displaces, rips away something from where it was originally growing. Loimin b'chubar doesn't have to be b'chubar. Elmin atalush. Atal de dashu. Dash is the yisoid of malachas dash. If we look for the yisoidus of the malacha, is separation. By separating something from its source, doesn't necessarily have to be in the ground. In the ground, it would be possibly kaitzer, a different malacha. That is mefarik, and that's the tolda dash mefarik tul mikasheah. That's what dash is. So therefore, here you're taking the milk out and being mefarik it from its original source. So the Gemara says, but that's not the way people drink milk. They're not yainik it from directly from the source. The cow, they are milk it by hand, and then they drink it. So therefore, the entire operation here is kolachiyad. B'machim tsara legazrabanan. Kolachiyad is mutter. B'machim tsara. And then the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says that it's even mutter kolachiyad is mukim b'machim seida. Makom seid legazrabanan. Amrav yes. Alacha k'nachum ish galya. Ad kan sugyas hagamar. Avi Taisis points out the obvious that it can't be talking about a chelish yesh by sakana. So if chelish yesh by sakana, even a malacha d'iraisa is mutter. It must be talking about a chelish aim by sakana. Taisis then goes on to ask Kash B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. To point out that this is a steward to other Sugya Gemara. Taisa from Mefarik has other unim in this question. But the Lamed Shaila here is what the site of the Heter of Kalach Yad is. So if you scroll further, V'chonesh declares the Chakira. Nira, the Hadar Pater B'Shabbos Lesu Kalach Yad, Rav Chanash tells us, what's the side of the Petor Kolachayat? Anything miyuchad b'sur Shabbos, may be kalkal the malachat shein tzrich l'gufa. Those are two gzeres akasavs, which are miyuchad to Shabbos, the kalkal is pater, that's not the Rosh Nischavin, malachat shein tzrich l'gufa is pater. The Kolachayat is a different hagdara. Elakein hu b'chol dinei Torah. Kolachayat applies to all dinei Torah. If you do something not the way it's supposed to be done. Sholinamra elak fi derech haragel. They're only said, they're only a yisoid of an action is when it's done in the way the action is supposed to be done. But time of pater b'chilav anosh leik derech hana, says Rabbi Chanan, Kolachayat is a cousin, a brother, a subset of, a member of a category of Shalika Darchana Vachila. There, the Raisa de Kapsukim, Chseva Krav Achila, Vastamayer El Bichdarka, Shalika Darka, the Gemara has Limudim, is Potter. Tarabay, Rabbi Yavgar, Rabbi Yavgar, right to Malchal Zeres, Rabbi Yavgar, Shmehad Metzin, Zriya, another Yisayd of all things have to be Bederech. Derech Achila, Derech Zriya, Rileseh, says Rav Chanan. The Pesach Shabishlo Bechame Tviria, Pasul Kamay B'Shabbos. You have the Pesach, Korban Pesach, and you cooked it in Chame Tviria. And the Shaila is this considered to be a valid Achila for Korban Pesach? And Shaila is, what about on Shabbos? So there, Chame Tveria is not a derastic answer. It's Potter, Mevah Shabbos. The title is Chame Ein Abishal. Chame Tveria are Toil of Chama. There is various different types of things that are heated up by the sun, geothermal. Here, the Gemara says this is a Toil of Chama. The sun heats it up. And then, therefore, it becomes a Toil of the Chama. The Chama is the first source. The heated water of Chame Tveria is the second source. That's not Bishul. So even though Bishul of a carbon Pesach is a lav, l'seich l'men ono u'bashul mevushul, that's not Bishul. And Rav Chanan explains, why are you pater on Shabbos if you put something in Chamei Tveria? Shem de'ein derech Bishul b'kach. It's just simply not the way it's done. Ein derech Bishul b'kach. So anything you cook in the chama is potter. And then Rabbi Chanan goes further, and he discusses anything which is out of the way, brings other rayas. But don't push it line 4. It says, "Tell Yaakov if he has man, if he has makan, okay, Melech Shabbos. So might see him a fire can potter mission in derech Eitzel b'chach. Ilan Ishtan and Minigal Ilan b'chayil. Shakol might see him a frakon ba'adichay b'yam Shabbos." Says Rav Chanan, if lo yitzu, the metzias would be that people would carry this way. Avadi would be chayim in Shabbos. But like Neymar, kivin shenit na alacha, the might see him a fire can potter. Eich Ishtan hadin. One second, please. In other words, wasn't the gzeres akasuv that carrying with your teeth is putter. The halacha was anything which is not the usual way of doing things. It depends on the mores of society. I mean, as you all know, there are certain places where people carry in their heads. In North America, people don't carry on their heads. Maybe that would be Kolachayat. In fact, it probably would be. Whereas in Africa, it's not. So it depends on the metzius. And then Mechana goes on to discuss Harkava, and he takes a halachic attack against somebody who wrote something in Eirachon, interesting, called Shari Tzion, Dain Ivan Baifenze, Belaysa Darkava, Yilinkim Shalaika Dark Harkava. Says Mechanan, let's scroll please down a little bit of Limbur, Ain't a Cain. Ruchana's vart is that the Matthias changes with the halacha changes with the Matthias. Certain things are kosher if they are that way, and certain things are don't work that way if they're not. That's just not the way things are done. So that's considered to be a this is the Yisrael that Rav Chana tells about, but not about everybody agrees with this. Let's go further. So here in the Sefer Lachas Katanas, which is an earlier Sefer than Rav Chana, Shaila Shleiv Davar Isad Derech Nechirav Imchayev Dereinena Groinim Bekzayis. Inhale through the nose. Truva. Kal mitzvah shabatera. Beinasil sem shina bisyasin yasuklum. Ashina use potter. Going esrek shayfshleik adar kudlasan. Mitzvah pib bishabbos. A pasha nasil balabai stantil batecha. Big kiddush. All these things are bundled into those things that are loy asuklum. Even in chulin, you swallow something, you spit it out. So you see, shalik derech havarasa is potter. Hichnis lemigdash shalik derech bia through a shade of teva migdal potter v'chem lemaisris. All things that are out of the normal way of doing is potter. It's a general ptur and kol ptur kula. Okay, this is consistent with Rav Chanan. In Shalos Teshuvos L'Haris Nosson, if you go to the bottom left, Reb Nosson Gstetner has a different mahalach in this. We don't have time to go through the entire thing. He goes through all the various shalei kedarkas that we have in the Torah. He brings Reb Chanan here in Pesachim. Let's pick it up here. V'chein kasam seva kovitz shiurim. About 15 lines down. Shabir barashi. The ain derech rabma tayat. The ratzalim of the zek. Klal god l'chol dinei tayar lo'i nemru. Rak b'kedarkon. And then he sends you to Auschtikl and Ksubis, which says the same thing. Rav Gishtetner puts together another 15 sources, which would seem to indicate that everything has to be on the way it's doing what normal is. But it's nishtana with the metzias. Go down to three lines to the bottom. Four lines up. Chalzei yaitzid. Dini ha-taira nitna l'kaimen kividarech ne'adam. That's the normal way we do things. Bavadeh b'dikas s'dam k'darko k'firez ene basar. If you do something in the normal way, making a b'dika, that's the way the unaided eye sees. B'dika al-dei mechona, kibin sh'strich l'zeh chachm yiser l'asim mechina, kibin sh'yichavein. Livdai kal yada, v'adi de garmen kol hanid l'el, shem b'gen sh'loi k'darkon. Shem b'yad sh'el b'klev d'avad, dem b'gen sh'loi k'darkon. Rav Gishtetner makes a difference between something where we have advances in science so we can see things, and that's now the derech to look at something under a microscope. That's not sh'loi k'darkon. Because now the derech of people who are investigating things in such metzias and to use these things. The Vali Shadarka Shkolad Lasses Mask Pima Shakal Be Iser. And became Vadishlain is Chaimatel with the Ali Machan Shub Genshal Gedarka. Mitzvah Tar Nit Kafi Dark Lenless is my step. Maybe that's the way people do things, but it's not a chiyuv to be Baidik. It's not a chiyuv to be Baidik, a second of Shkita with a microscope before. Even though any tiny, tiny pegam in a second, possible to second. So I would say you'd have to take an electron microscope and be baidik. Says Rav Gishtetner, not the case. So we have a middle path here, which tells us that the Torah was mechayev kedarka. Torah was also mechayev keira ois einei adam. If theoretically something would become very normal thing to do, hagabatzmacha in a medical procedure, okay, that would become ois einei adam. Not sure. That depends on how vite you want to take this svara. Okay, let's go a little further. So Rabbi Yashiv Deshaila here is the following. Go to the first paragraph. Rabbi Yashiv addresses this through Hilchos Shvius, which is the Chafira and Kisui of Virus of Shvius. This is a highly technical sugya by Kutin and other places and Hilchos Shabbos that we don't have an opportunity to go in now. But if you go to the bottom left paragraph, near it, Bani Malacha Suris Beshvis Ben Atayra, Gam Yasis Malacha Beshini Oivru Alis Atayra. Zel, Afi Masha Kasafti, Taisis Begitten, Way Cut Lagab Beshvis Labina Malachas Machshevis. Where Hod the Potter Beshavis Kachasis Malacha Lachi Yam and Tamalachas Machshevis. Kaiminan. She says, this Malacha Suris Beshavis, Rabbi Yash and Shvis, you're over, even if you did Malacha Beshinui. Why is that? Because there's a Mizundara specific tour in Shvius, you don't need Malachas Machshevis. The reason you put on Shabbos when you do Malach Lachiyad is because Sefelt Malachas Machshevis. Shabbos requires Malachas Machshevis. But when it comes to Shvius, you don't need Malachas Machshevis. Which would seem to be negating the svara. So we said anywhere that b'chol terakula you need kalachiyad. Yashiv seems to be minimizing the p'tur of kalachiyad dafka to malachas machshevis, which is only negated to Shabbos. And le'inyan get or le'inyan ksav of a get or in ksav of malachim shvius, it would still be a malacha. Okay, so now we have a various different ways of looking at it. Let's scroll down. So this is the halacha in Hilchos Gittin, and the Beis Shmuel here brings a yisayid. He says, "B'gmar gama get l'shabbos and k'sav gaba k'sav. T'la kol mili get d'min l'shabbos. B'shabbos bin malachas machshavos to me d'mishkan. Alkein k'shakos k'lacha yaday." That it's considered to be a ksav liniget because lemaisa is a geshrim. So this is lechera benigud to the svaras we had earlier that everything has to be kidarakoi and kolaterukula. Here you see another yisaid, another makar that is limited to ilchais, maleches, machshavas, and shabbos. So that's the shaila. Is kalach yad a malachas machshevis to kalacha, or is kalach yad a shinui sholeka darkai din in kala terakula? So, in the Kavad Kashisa, the Krinikarav, the Chalkis Yayav, has kashas in which he doesn't have answers, and the contemporaries and later people came up with Terutzim, which were printed in a sefer. Rav Kluksev asked the following question. He says, "Tava meis pater av kolachiyat." Says the Chalkis Yayo, I just read or learned you a Chalkis Machaikik in Chosh Mishpat and Avanezer, the Ptush kolachiyat naf mukra malachs machshavis. Kolachiyat is miyuchid to malachs machshavis and Shabbos. They would take it right off the back of the izim. That's not the normal way of being tayyibah. Yeah. So, we were Shalmi, we were Ramban, Every single action of B'nai HaMishkan required it to be Lishma. The entire kasha, entire action was a kalachiyat. Eisen akasha, the kavah kashisa, and on the side you can see all sorts of various truths, but the site of it here is that the site of kalachiyat is nilmad and gebait as a chalkukim. Differentiating Gittin from Shabbos says Gebait on the site of Lech Shabbos. Here it's applied to Shle Lishma, which already is a one step further. Keep on going. And we'll conclude here with a shtickle from, I'm not sure if it was his Rebbe, but his Rebbe of all the Pelish Rabbonim. I think it was the Avnei Nezer, who says, brings the Achronim, Chalkim Machaikuk, Kosov get the smell of the Kosher after Shabbos, Kayagam the Potter, because that's considered to be a Shinui. Shani Shabbos, the Melechus, Machshevas, Asratire. This is the Chalkis Machaikuk and the Beis Shmuel that you saw earlier. Vachaira asks the Heliga, Amenezer, Alamitin Apashad Varmly by Machshevas. He goes for the entire list that the Achronim had that we mentioned before. Chila, Darka, Hana, Darka Chayrav, all the things that are different and let's call them weird in the Torah Potter. So why should this be limited to Shabbos? Says the Avnei Nezer Yosaiten, well, this will conclude. Birur Shel Dvar, says the Avnei Nezer. As I've said numerous times, sometimes you can mistake the writings in the Avnei Nezer for writings in the most lamdish of yeshivas for a chilik between the Isa, the Nasa, or the Isa. A chilish like a darka, chelev, ear of Davamar. You put in something which makes it very bitter to drink. Hariyashin b'maychol. In the thing itself, there's a shinui. Nechater chachayram. Yashin b'habiyah. Shumay sa'nasa. You came in backwards. L'chaysa b'smayel. Etzma pulahu ice. There the what we're looking for is the ice. What's actually written. B'zeh ain shum shinui. Somebody looking at it would not be able to tell there's anything different. All he would see is an ice. If you're watching somebody going backwards to the base of Middash or in a shade of 10 meters, Pasha, that's different. You see the difference. The difference is palpable. But here, no difference. It was written by smile, but so what? Same thing. It says, right? You carried out Shleik Derech. That's a pulley, but Chayfet, see, Eitzer shows around, Chayfet's in Klaus, so Eitzer's like Derech HaMetzin. Chayfet's got out there. What the Torah was makbid on, the Chayfet shouldn't be moved from one place to the other. So then on the Chayfet, in the Chepzah, the Chayfet's there, what's the difference if it's your hand or your mouth? The Maisi, you moved it out. Tzinur Shalom by Kashkashim, Ancient about Tzinur. And finally, it comes to our Shiloh that we started with. Hayainik, the Shaila Gemara in Ksubas, Ein Shini B'Hacholov. It says what we're focusing on here is the milk, and whether or not the milk comes out directly from the behemoth or comes out through your hand, same milk. Ein Shini B'Chol Shchal Yotzim Adad K'mayim Achelu B'Yodik. Same milk. Shini B'Isa Shchelu B'Piv. The actual difference, of course, is in the person doing the difference. Chal, Elu, Ein, Ptur, and Rak, all those kinds require the Ptur Machsheves. Came Osul Chatkila, Kmemakalkamach, and Trikluguf, Lamalat Machsheves, Osul Chatkila. So the other name says a beautiful chilik between Eis and Nessa doesn't cleanly fit Gavra and Chetza, but it's on the same line. And he says a major nafkamina. If it's in the Malach Machsheves, it's only Patr l'chatchila. It's only patr b'di'evet. But it's also l'chatchila to adav shein v'chavet, something which is, you can't be v'soy mechon ha'makalkul or malach shein tzrit l'guf l'chatchila. B'di'evet, we allow it. If it's a din in totally pashut not the derech of doing things, that would be usher, that would be mutter l'chatchila, because simply not the derech. Okay, to scroll down for a moment to show that on the rest of the Marmakimus, which they'll have to take a look on their own. In the Al-Gital, the Aminezer revisits this issue. Keep on going. And Rav Asher Weiss, those of us who learn his weekly chabura, had a wasech to hear this year, has a beautiful hagdara of the Sidus of Klachiyad, on this chakira, telling on the chalks machaikik in the Beis Shmuel that we saw earlier, the chleg between get and Shabbos, whether Shabbos Klachiyad is limited to Melechus Machshavis, or just applied chal teru kula. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you very much. We'll be here back next week. We'll back to Ksumas. And I'll be looking forward to learning with you and trying to have a little bit of a Lamdish Chabur together. Everybody have a good day. Hey, Sai, I'm going to be in about 5 minutes.